Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. What does it take to get truth and hope into Iran as the regime clamps down on communication channels? Then, Christians in Algeria persevere despite opposition and opportunity. That story in just a few moments. But first, Iran's conflict with the United States and Israel is on day six, and as the Islamic regime seeks to keep its grip on power, authorities have plunged the people into another communication blackout. Internet connectivity has dropped in some areas below 1%, although Iranians are using VPNs and other methods to get around it. Sat-7 is a satellite television ministry broadcasting into Iran with biblical hope and connection to the outside world. John Cernelia, president of Sat-7 USA, says,
"We reach probably 500,000 viewers in Iran on any given day, and we hear from about 50 of them a day. These are people who watch our program where they hear about Jesus, and then they contact us."
Cernelia shares a prayer they received from a believer in Iran. As you listen, let it inform your prayer for Iran today.
He wrote, "With all the sorrow, how can a man lay his head on the pillow and sleep? Oh God, I believe that you are present and see all the injustice. So I lift my hands to you, and in the name of your only beloved Son, I ask you to intervene. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I ask you to shape the future of Iran according to your perfect will and bring joy and laughter in place of tears and sadness. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."
Then, hostilities between the United States, Israel, and Iran have increased the pressure on Pakistan's most vulnerable Christians. Violent protests broke out in Pakistani cities after the weekend assassination of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Nehemiah with FMI explains that after Iran, Pakistan has the world's highest population of Shia Muslims.
There is sadness, there is anger, and there is pain in Shia population in Pakistan because Khamenei was their Islamic spiritual leader.
Thousands of demonstrators attempted to attack U.S. consulates or United Nations buildings across Pakistan. At least 22 people were killed and more than 120 injured in clashes with police. The unrest led the U.S. to order the evacuation of non-emergency personnel from two of its consulates on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Christians walk on the edge of a sword with their Muslim neighbors.
They think that every American is Christian. And they think that Pakistani Christians who are living in Pakistan, they have a soft corner for America.
Muslim background believers are the most vulnerable, says Nehemiah. Pray for protection and discernment for gospel workers and for open hearts to the gospel despite the anger and chaos. Then, in Muslim-majority North Africa, persecution of Christians usually comes from one's family rather than the government. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"One of the challenges for our Christian brothers and sisters there is to stay in those family situations, which can be very, very hard, very, very high pressure, even sometimes physical violence, to stay in those situations long enough to be a witness for Christ."
Some pastors in North Africa urge converts to stay with their families and to be witnesses to them, even at the cost of their own safety. In Algeria, government action against Christians takes the form of closing churches. Nettleton interviewed a pastor whose church was closed and who said,
"All of the neighbors came to them and said, 'We're so sorry this happened. We know you guys are not troublemakers. We know you're not making trouble in our city, in our neighborhood. We're so sorry this happened.'" So even in the closing of the church, there was an opportunity to be a witness because the neighbors were now coming and saying, "Wow, why did the government close? Why, what are they so worried about? Wow, we're so sorry that happened." So it's interesting how the Lord works. Even when churches are being closed, the Lord is still able to use that to allow the planting of gospel seeds.
Please pray that believers in North Africa will be faithful witnesses to their families. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.